This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town, 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful things that Brian and I always threatened to keep.
Could be yours.
Could be yours. Crazy Mel's First Gallery, JT's Diner, breakfast like on Route 66, Laser Ink, great value, Lulu California Bistro. Had dinner the other evening at Oscar's, which is in a different treasure chest, with Jerry Keller, who owns Lulu and Aqua California Bistro. Good community we live in. We'll take caller number 8 because Brian and Teresa have 5 babies. I have 3. They hate to be called babies. But what's the song, the line? As long as I may live, my baby you will be. We'll take the 8th caller at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 8, you win all that good stuff. And thank you for making this show. We're going to celebrate 26 years in November, and we're celebrating 85 weeks of pandemic. We're celebrating it.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about this. The gestational period of the great African elephant is 22 months.
That's
right. We're getting
to have a baby.
We could have had a baby elephant. Now, the great blue whale, oddly enough, is only a year, 10 to 12 months.
That's the
largest. Don't ask me why I know this, but
largest mammal on the planet ever.
During a pandemic,
bigger than the dinosaurs.
During a pandemic, I've read a lot. Oh, speaking of animals, now you wanted to talk about something fun before
yes.
we get into the.
Oh yes, please.
Did you know that the Cincinnati Zoo has inoculated 80 of its animal species against COVID, for COVID?
The chimpanzees,
green alligators, long-necked geese. Yeah, giraffes, all the big cats, the small cats.
But not the unicorn.
Right. Oh, I love that song.
Okay, wait a minute.
Brings back memories. But isn't it
cool? Why?
Because they don't know. specifically the risk of these animals acquiring COVID.
What was the statistic?
80 animal species have been fully inoculated. They also get two shots. What I couldn't confirm from the story was, what are they using? Which
vaccine?
Yeah, are they using Pfizer? It said two doses, so I'm assuming
it's Pfizer or Moderna.
Or you would think they wouldn't come up with a special formula for animals, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to open up my dictionary, Google dictionary, and look that up. And it's because people actually spread COVID.
There's a word for diseases that go back and it's
zoonotic.
That's it. Back and forth between humans and animals.
Yeah, so that's good to know. So now if you go to the zoo, you don't have to worry about infecting your animals.
Talk to the animals. Okay. Joey question. Joey Pals, yes. We try to keep it entertaining, Joey Pals. You might want to write some of this down for when you go to your first cocktail party. I went to a wonderful cocktail party. Karen and Tony Baroni, whom you know, unveiled Lewis the Pug at Al Jones's home in South Palm Springs. And we all went, and it was unmasked. And, oh, it was just wonderful. Of course, we were all having cocktails, but I digress. Speaking of,
well, if you're going to unveil a pug, you better have cocktails going on.
And it's a wonderful. Okay. COVID.
Schmovid.
I can't read my own writing. Is it a big threat to kids? Kids are all the thing now. With all the school boards and the parents and the vaccinate, don't vaccinate, mask, don't mask. Is COVID truly a threat to children? And then the other side of the aisle or the argument says kids recover very greatly from this. So somebody said, will you please ask Brian to put this in perspective?
Yes, I think I can. Let me take a stab at this one. Because this truly, I think, is going to be a great debate now that we're getting down to 5-year-olds and up being vaccinated. So in the ending of this last surge, and I'm calling the surge as kind of ending, you know, kids under the age of 12 made up 27% of all positive cases.
Okay.
Now, we do know kids get COVID, and we know they spread COVID. And so...
But more difficult for kids to get it or not?
No, especially the this is the Delta variant. The Delta variant can infect doorknobs and make them sick. This variant infects everyone at every age, even babies. Kids under 2 are at significant risk. Now, what's the real? I mean, do they really get sick? No, I can tell you, there's been 300 deaths in pediatric deaths. From COVID, there's been...
In the United States.
Yeah. There's the average hospitalization rate for kids right now, and I'll say this under 18, is 1.4 per 100,000. So it's not frequent, but we've had thousands of kids hospitalized. They don't die, but they can get pretty sick. And because of that, even though it's rare, the way I look at it is this. Kids with COVID is like kids with the flu.
Exactly. I was going to say that. That's part of this dialogue that's going on.
And I think that's pretty accurate. Kids with COVID look like kids with the flu. The only difference is, you know, they can get multi-system inflammatory, you know, syndrome, MIS-C. And these are like life-threatening hyperimmune responses. We've only seen this with COVID. So, yeah, the risk is very rare to have a very sick child get sick and die from COVID. We know that that's true. So why do we want to vaccinate them? Well, first of all, we know they are getting sick and they're in school. And the one thing that these kids have not had now for the 82 weeks or 22 months,
85
is,
weeks,
is they haven't had any degree of true normalcy. Right. And they've seen society deteriorate around them. They've seen adult people behaving badly in debate. And so what I think the vaccine offers is it's going to unclutter hospitals from having pediatric admissions, and not just in California. Most of this happens in lowly immunized states. When you start to talk about pediatric hospitals where the pediatric ICUs are filled, like Texas, Mississippi, Alabama,
Louisiana,
we want to get these kids in class, so they won't have to mask and do all these things that look to them like, wow, what kind of world am I living in today?
Yes.
And the other thing that we need to understand is, these kids are a vector for spreading the illness. This isn't just for their protection. If you have a 5-year-old,
they can spread it.
with COVID, grandma can get it, Uncle Joe can get it, Aunt Eileen can get it. And if they have any risk factors at all, then the child unknowingly can cause a bad outcome.
Even if they're asymptomatic.
Even if the child was asymptomatic. And a lot of kids, about 45% of cases in COVID in kids, is asymptomatic.
Okay. Again, this begs the question, same vaccine? This has changed while we've been together. You first told us it was the same dose, then that changed, then it was going to be a special dose. What is it today?
Yeah, so Pfizer is the only vaccine right now that's going to be...
Only Pfizer for kids.
That's going to be approved for 5 and up. And they have a special formulation that's completed. It's going to be an orange cap tube. It's a 10 microgram dose, so it's one third of the normal dose.
It's still an injection.
Still an injection, correct. And it's still going to be, you know, the two shot.
What do you mean? We're not at the boosters. Excuse me.
Yeah.
We're at the initial.
Right.
Yes.
So the bottom line is, so yes, kids, we still inoculate kids against the flu. We don't want them to get the flu because it carries the same risk of hospitalization that we may be seeing with COVID, with a few other side effects. Morbidly obese kids with asthma are at higher risk, so that we know there are comorbid conditions in these kids that pose greater risk. So we need to consider that too when a parent is having that difficult decision. Do I get my kids 5 and up vaccinated or not? We do know that the vaccines are extremely safe, even in this population. And we do know that I think we're going to see probably out of the 20, I forget what it is, it's like 25 million people fall in this category. We're going to see probably a third of kids in this age group, I think, get vaccinated in due order. It's not easy. There's a lot of logistical issues about the stability of the vaccine. And who gives vaccines to kids? Normally, it's not your normal pharmacy. It's normally the pediatrician's office. And now we have to figure out a way to get this vaccine stable enough in their offices so that they can give it.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's...
See, they didn't start out with the refrigerators and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be an option.
My son, my 33-year-old, and I were talking about this yesterday. I said, I can remember when you were 5 and you had 3 or 4 vaccines in one day. It was a horrible day. And I always had the doctor hold you so you wouldn't think it was my fault. But you got mumps and measles and rubella and whooping cough and polio, and you got all those things in one day back 30 years ago. And I said, you haven't needed them since. And he said, that begs the question, why do I have to get recurring COVID vaccines?
Yeah, this is just, it's a novel virus we're still trying to understand.
Okay.
And it's going to fluctuate. It'll become endemic. And just to put it in perspective, I talked about 300 pediatric deaths from COVID.
Right.
In the flu, the last major flu season that we had, not the one last year, that was artificial.
Right.
But if you look at 2019, 2020, we had just under 200 pediatric deaths from the flu. So. There's some equivalency there, but a slight increase in COVID-related deaths in a normal flu season. So the bottom line is, I think it's fair to say it's an option. Parents can discuss it with pediatricians, but don't go to the websites and don't go to Facebook to determine whether or not the microchips and all the other stuff is going to pose a risk for your 5-year-old. If I had my kids 5 years old and up, they'd be first in line and I'd be giving them shots myself.
There you go. Let's go to a different subject in the 2 minutes we have left. Will you talk to us about DOHC's Medicare information seminars?
Oh, yeah, it's open enrollment. Oh, our favorite time of year. So this is, I used to go out and do a lot of these myself back in the day, and I really miss this because I miss talking to the public about, I think one of the most critical healthcare choices you can make when you turn 65 or when you're already 65 and you're thinking about what type of healthcare access and costs can you afford? You know, and so here's the beauty of it. In the Coachella Valley, I'm a big Medicare Advantage fan, and there's lots of ways to get healthcare. But I like where there's no premium. You don't have to buy the drug benefit separately through a supplemental plan. The network is the same in the Valley, whether you have Medicare, Medicare Advantage, or Medicare with supplement. It's just less expensive, and you get better care. A lot of people say, well, I like the choice. I want to go wherever my doctor, you know, wherever my doctor is. Well, the difference here in the desert, when you look at geography and Medicare Advantage, is we have plans where you're still covered anywhere you go in the United States. Yes. Inter Valley Health Plan is a good example of that.
That's
or if
mine.
If you need emergency care, you're going to be covered. And then the health plan covers you out of area if you're traveling. But if you want access to everything, no endless out-of-pocket, you know, co-insurance or co-pays, and you don't have the $10,000 or $15,000 max out-of-pocket lying around in case you have a catastrophic event with Medicare or supplement, then really give it a look. And if you have any questions, call us.
Is it all on your website?
We have a lot of information on our website. We use Brian Bilharz as one of our brokers.
Yes.
He's very informational.
Mine.
And if you really have a question, you can call me and I can walk you through the various plans and what the differences are.
Okay,
Joey Pals. So that you make a good choice.
MyDOHC.com. Great website. Lots of information. 969-6555. You realize we talked one whole segment. We just got through one question.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for stopping by. Have you changed your Halloween costume yet? Are you still going to go as a pharmacist?
I was going to go as barnyard fowl.
Oh.
But I'm waiting for the chicken or egg to come from Amazon.
On that note, Joey Pals, thank you, Brian. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov.
Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th, and face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can. With adult customized tours, the Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 322-1247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org.
Joey Pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, we have more Don't You Love the Concept? Eisenhower Health, Nona Watson from the Palm Springs Chamber, and Mr. Community, come on back to me.